Welcome to Murondoy. To all intents and purposes, everything seems to be pretty okay. But that's just how it seems.
Murondoy comes to you in association with the Ministry of Communities and the following sponsors.
Christmas will be wild this year. There's nothing that you can't do. So many things that you hold dear, make them all come true. Make your Christmas happen, make your list right now. Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Make your Christmas wild with Republic Bank, with $600,000 in cash prizes to be won. Take advantage of low rates, low or no down payments, same day approval and much more.
Republic is all you need to make your Christmas wild.
Republic Bank, we're the one for you.
And in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, it's the launch of the premium Black Countdown instant ticket promotion. July 27th through September 28th, 5 lucky players will win $1 million each. 4 will win $500,000 each. 3 will win $250,000 each. 2 will win $125,000 each, and 1 player will win $100,000. Look out for our mid-promotion drawing for your chance to win food vouchers worth $30,000 each. Write your name, address, and telephone number on the back of your non-winning premium black ticket and place it into the entry boxes for your chance to win. Premium Black Countdown by Bagana Lottery Company Limited. And remember, a ticket today can make you rich today.
Contractors and home builders, whether it's wood, metal, or concrete, you can assemble everything faster and stronger with expansion anchor bolts from Spats Incorporated. Building a swimming pool, Spats will help you select the best materials. And garden lovers can get all the accessories to make the garden beautiful. Spats Incorporated also stocks a variety of water pumps and steel and fiberglass pressure tanks. And the new air over water pressure tank constructed from NSF and FDA listed materials. No more bladders or air cells bursting. Their treatment and filtration systems will ensure your water supply is safe for the family. For a good pump and better water, it's Spats Incorporated, 268 Thomas Street, telephone 225-4672.
In our last episode, Coretta and Catalina were both at Lawrence to buy chicken, and Catalina warned him that Simon seemed intent on closing down all small businesses in Murondoy. Coretta invited Lawrence to her home for souse she had prepared. He accepted, intending to take it away, but she invited him in when he got there. Catalina later found Denzel depressed over Kavita and assured him that he would overcome it. Alexis tried to discuss their upcoming baby with Malachi, but he was very indifferent. Catalina and Denzel visited, and he and Malachi got into a fight. They begged Alexis to come home with them, but she said she would be all right. Right now, James and Feynman are having a drink.
Cheers, fellas.
Yeah, yeah. Cheers. Cheers.
Lawrence, I know everything for you is non-alcoholic. Well, still, it's a long time since we had a drink, eh? Right, Feynman?
Yeah, man. Long time for truth.
Ah.
Yeah, James. Cheers.
Oh, you sound so like you want sleep, Lawrence. Like you had a hard night.
No, man. I had to wake up early to pluck some chicken.
Y'all don't ask me about sleeping. Sonia got me doing it these days, day and night. In me ears all the time talking. Suddenly, all she want to do is talk about she feelings. Talk about traveling. Talk about grandchildren. She even want steady talking about the aisle and finding work with ExxonMobil. Since Sister Patsy them taught Norris Low had aisle in she yard, she wondering if we got aisle too. I had to tell she the only aisle we got is coconut aisle, cooking aisle, and gun aisle. Y'all can't believe she get vexed. Are you laughing this thing? You think it easy when somebody then your ears chattering all the time? Now that both of them boys living on their own too? It's just me and she.
Well, enjoy it. You know how many men wish they had a wife to knock them.
Yeah, whatever, man.
Anyway, we all think about the aisle, man.
Well, I ready for grease me hands, boy.
I want to walk. This is me chance for get rich. I doing all the little investigating to see how I could make that happen.
Well, I think that is what all we need to do. some research. There's a lot of misinformation out there.
So true. I hear a man saying the other day that every Guyanese entitled to 12 barrels of oil per year, one a month.
It's when people coming up with these ideas.
This is the season, man. It's all kind of things you're going to hear.
I tell you.
Yep.
Speak of the devil. A woman who could stop all the oil well from producing.
Correct.
Also known as trouble and problems. You know the other day she tried to hustle me in front of Sonia?
June would have put her to her place.
She wouldn't try it with you in front of June. Monkey know which limb for jump on. She and Sister Patsy racing to see who could be the biggest annoyance.
Sister Patsy take win hands down.
Well, what I can tell you? Lawrence, Carita still trying with you?
Madam.
Good day, gentlemen. Good day.
Hello, Coretta.
Everybody all right? Everybody okay?
As you can see, we're just having a drink.
Yep.
Fine, man. You good?
Good as I can be.
You're getting fat, man.
It's the good life, I guess.
And Lawrence, what about you? You enjoyed his house the other night?
Yeah, man. It was nice.
Well, you know where to find me when you want more. And fellas, the offer is open to you too. I always have little sows, black pudding, pepper pot, something in the fridge. Y'all welcome to come and take a taste anytime. Mm.
It's food we talking about, right?
Of course, yes. James, get your mind out the gutter.
Just checking. After all, I love pepper pot.
Me too. But Sonia does do a good enough job for me.
Well, Lawrence, I am looking forward to seeing you again soon.
Yeah. All right. Take care.
Bye, fellas.
Okay, Coretta.
Lawrence, you got some explaining to do.
You been at Coretta house?
I swear it's now a song like...
Well, start talk. You know Monica would do a business for you. Talk.
Hello? Yes, this is Unique Boston. I'm currently at Boston Restaurant, not the village office. You're a reporter from where? Oh, okay. Yes, I'm the deputy village chairman. You want to come in the village and see the work we're doing and write about it? Okay. When were you thinking? Well, the village chairman is away for a while, but I can answer any question you have. You're welcome to come anytime. The youth group? Well, our next thing is taking the group to see the Hags Bosch landfill. That's the next big thing. All right. Call me when you're ready to come. Okay. Bye.
Miss Deputy Village Chair, I couldn't help but overhear your conversation. You mind if I sit?
Yes, Coretta. I was well aware that you were listening. And I have a lot of work to do.
So you can't spare 5 minutes to talk to a villager? Yeah, curry smells so good. I want to take a taste before I go home.
Okay, fine.
How marriage life treating you though?
Kevin and I are fine.
So when you average your belly gone big?
Seriously? Correct, I don't have the time to discuss my personal life with you.
Oh, sorry. Sorry. Don't mean to intrude. Anyway, so the media people then want to come to Murundai?
Well, the reporter heard about the work the village council is doing and wants to do a feature on Murundai.
But you think that is a good idea?
What you mean?
I don't trust the media people because often when they highlight the good, they just highlight the bad too.
Well, people should have a balanced view.
Yes, but Murundai ain't perfect. We still got enough things that need to do in this village.
Yes, but that doesn't mean we cannot highlight the progress we've made. It might encourage some other local democratic councils too.
Or it might make a bad name for Murundai.
There is no need to be pessimistic, Coretta.
Look, I just talking the truth. And why y'all want to carry them young people to the landfill?
Coretta,
I wouldn't send my child if I had one so young.
We just want them to see where the waste ends up. That way they might be more encouraged to conserve, reuse, recycle, and so forth.
Your hopes high.
Hey, girl.
I thought you weren't coming anymore, Divine.
Girl is a long story. Hi, Coretta.
Hi, Divine. You getting fat. Is pregnant your pregnant?
No, Coretta.
Oh. But is how long you and Ignatius' son married? Till now, y'all can't get a child?
Family planning. When we're ready for baby, we'll have one.
You know you don't have to answer her.
Look, let me go along my way. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all day.
Bye.
Bye.
She gets on my nerves.
So rude. Out to she and Sister Patsy, I don't know which one worse.
You know.
Anyway, girl, I really need to talk to you.
Let me get us something to drink first.
Y'all have the nice sorrel?
Yeah.
That for me, please.
All right.
Lawrence, you like that setup. You in learn you lesson about Coretta?
You had to know she had motives when she invited you over by Chief's house. And you went in the house?
Look, I know she got a thing for me from long, eh? But Coretta does make a bad chicken foot sauce.
I wouldn't eat from Coretta.
Fine, man, now you're making me feel bad, man.
I would frighten she put something in me food for charm me. Next thing you know, it's every day I want to go there for eat.
Anyway, Lawrence, you ain't tell me what happened when you go in the house.
The woman had her lingerie. She tell me sit down that she going in the kitchen to take out the sauce. Stupid me now. Yes, I check my watch all the time because I tell Monica I will only be gone for 15 minutes. I was planning to collect the sauce, lash it as I walk in home and tell Monica is them girls at the road can't buy it from if she smell anything.
Them girls' sauce don't eat nice. Them can't cook for me.
Well, all right.
So what happened?
Coretta bring out the sauce. Then when I get up to leave, she asked me if I want to stay. I tell she I got to go. I tell she I is a married man.
Correct. Happily married man.
You won't be so happy when Monica hear this story.
As I turn to head out the door, the woman pulled me and dashed one kiss in me. Look, I was out there so fast, I nearly dropped the sauce and all.
Don't tell Monica the story.
Oh, I can tell she do.
You better pray Coretta don't say nothing. She comes across like the vindictive kind.
Is that story? No. The number of times Monica and me getting a story because of Coretta. And all because I glutton, I got it by her house for sauce. But it is good though.
Divine, I don't think I've ever seen you look so worried.
Unique, I don't feel happy in my marriage.
What?
I know I told you that Ryan and I were doing better, but honestly, girl, I'm not happy.
And what causing though?
You remember that guy, Brian?
Simon nephew, yes?
Well, I talk to him all the time. Messenger.
Okay.
And I'm into him. I mean, for a long time I didn't want to admit it, but I am. And I don't know what to do, Unique.
Wow.
I've been trying so hard to focus on Ryan, but I just keep thinking about Brian all the time. And since school reopened, he's coming every day to bring lunch for his son, and I...
But Divine, is your type?
I don't even know what my type is.
I never thought you were into the bad boy type.
He puts on a persona. He's a sweet guy, so thoughtful, and he listens to me.
Okay, girl, it sounds like you gone. Like you in love or something.
Man, I don't know.
What he got going for he though? Does he work? I mean, what he really doing with his life?
He said he might go in the bush soon. He really wants to get into mining.
Oh.
I don't know, man, Unique.
Have you been with him?
No, but honestly, I want to.
Wow.
Unique, please, tell me something to stop me from making a big mistake.
Ryan, you made vows and he loves you. You can't do that to him.
Oh, gosh.
Sometimes we need to think with our head first. What can Brian give you?
I don't know.
Well, there, you have your answer.
He invited me over by him.
And you're not going, right?
I told him I'll get back to him.
Divine, as your friend, I'm telling you, don't go. You know what's gonna happen if you go over there. You can't hurt Ryan like that. Don't be stupid. Don't go, Divine.
You have been listening to today's episode of Murundoy.